Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go with crack.
Yeah, we're rocking in the USA here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Little John Cougar Mellencamp, little Heartland rock and roll there for you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Right there, you can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can ask questions, you can take the poll question, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Spend some time, hang out there, and see what you can find. Whatever's on your mind, whatever you've got going on. We probably covered it on somewhere, either in an article or an interview or a video. Stephen Little is our guest. He's the author of Duck and Recover. Stephen, remind us how we can find you online, how we can find your books.
Stephen with a V, S. Little, StephenSLittle.com, and nothing to buy there, but you can learn an awful lot.
Yeah.
And then, my books, Amazon's the best place to go for those.
Also, the 7 irrefutable rules of small business growth. You don't want to go too much longer without reading that book, folks. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about marketing yourself, getting yourself out there, putting your best foot forward online, whether it be social media, whether it be having a website, optimizing for mobile, which I want to talk about before we go, Stephen. And what are some other things? What about an email newsletter? Are those still valid?
You know, I think it's according to what you're in. In other words, if I'm an attorney, an accountant, or professional services, I think tools like that are still pretty good. But, if other types of services, I'm not so sure that it's as popular as it once was. I think that email, I don't know about you, Jim, just the last couple of years, my ability to get replies to emails dwindles all the time, even with people I'm working with, people that I know. Not solicitations, but literally I was talking to a young person recently who we had a conversation, a long one, and I wasn't sure what the address was, and I sent an email right back within 30 minutes saying, hey, you know, can you give me the address where to send these materials? I couldn't get hold of this person, right?
So, there is a generational thing. I mean, the younger generation, they don't like email.
No.
That is something. One of the things you got to pay attention to if you have customers, you need to know you need to ask them, how do you want me to communicate with you? Do you want me to tweet you on Twitter, on Facebook, you want me to text you? If you want me to email, what you got to find out. Now they may use all of them, but they prefer one.
No, that's right. They have a preference for one, and you know what, my son increasingly sees email as the tool. He's 21 years old now, and he's a senior at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Yep.
And he increasingly sees email as the tool he uses to talk to his adult friends with.
His father, his father's generation.
And his grandparents. And
Yeah.
So, that, otherwise,
which I think is wrong. I think that's a mistake. And I'm talking about that generation. I think that's a mistake because email is still an incredible workhorse. If you think about it, well, anyway, I won't go there. It's just something. Email is not. I think email is going to continue to be valid. I think email newsletters, but you got to make sure that the content and the amount of content is structured for how your customers want to receive it. What do you think?
Yes, that if somebody is asking for it in a PDF format and they don't want to get it in a Word format or whatever, you can be that's easy to pull off those kinds of preferences.
Right.
But
also don't send them 16 pages of stuff if they only want to read something for 1 minute.
Sure, and of course
give it to them in bite sizes if you're talking about your customers.
Yes, and I also believe that increasingly soon. It is going to be both affordable and the way people want to receive it will be with something that is auditory and visual. It will be like watching television. And so if you've relied on that newsletter for all these years, the newsletter might be you talking for 3 minutes about something important. I'm a tax attorney,
right. And
there's a new ruling, and did you know this? And it's a video, and you just click on it, in 3 minutes you've got it, and you move on. So
do you agree with me that the more you get behind on these types of things, the fewer customers, the fewer prospects you're going to have who are willing to deal with you in the old way without any technology.
Oh,
and therefore that's you're getting closer and closer to extinction.
There's no question, Jim, that I know for a fact by the young people I'm around, they literally will not go to a business that they can't find the website just because they don't have one.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, well, how good could this restaurant be if they don't have a website? Right? The food won't be any good if they don't even, it's part and parcel of being in business. It'd be like saying, I don't want to be in the Yellow Pages. I might get too much business that way.
In the old days.
So, yeah, you've got to do it. And why some people drag their feet on this, I'm not sure. Now, half your listeners at least are doing stuff and are doing it well. And the question becomes, are you focusing on the right things? And so trying to get your resources focused on the areas that are going to help you the most, here's what I'm concerned with. Too often people are worried about new business, and they aren't paying attention to existing business.
It costs a lot less to keep a customer than it does to get a new one, doesn't it?
No doubt. And I believe that you owe it to your existing customer to give them the things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to the front end of your website or your Facebook page, your LinkedIn, whatever it is, and it all appears to be an advertisement as opposed to an easy navigation to, I need a piece of information.
Right.
I need a question answered. I need, who do I call? What's the, Jim, do me a favor, and maybe your listeners can do the same thing. Try to start this new trend for me. Put your phone number on the front page.
Right. Good idea.
And
make it hot so people with finding on a phone click on it. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Stephen S. Little. Stephen with a V. S. Little.com, right?
Right. Stephen with a V. S. Little.com.
Thank you, Steve. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.